I'm Laura Winters. Former President Trump speaking to more than 1,000 supporters at the Silver Elephant Gala in Columbia, South Carolina, Saturday. He continues to call the indictments against him shams.
Sick, what's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Now, the Silver Elephant Gala, the largest South Carolina Republican fundraising event of the year, Trump promising South Carolina conservatives he will dismantle Bidenomics. And there's a new poll out about the 2024 race.
Nearly half of Republicans in a new poll say they will not vote for Donald Trump if he's convicted of a felony. The Reuters Ipsos poll found 45% of Republicans would not vote for Trump if he's convicted. 35% say they would still cast their ballot for the former president. Another 20% say they're not sure. Trump on Thursday pleading not guilty to criminal charges over his alleged efforts to stay in power after he lost the 2020 election.
To New York City now and the latest developments involving the influencer who created mass chaos as he offered to give out free PlayStation 5s on Friday.
Social media influencer Kai Cenat is being released from custody after a giveaway in New York caused pandemonium. He now has a court date. The Twitch streamer told his fans that he was hosting a huge giveaway of video game items, including consoles, gaming chairs, and gift cards. Thousands of people showed up, and a riot broke out soon after. Over 60 people were arrested, including Cenat, who faces at least two counts of inciting a riot and unlawful assembly. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Turning now to sports and the latest on the Pac-12 conference, here's USA's John Schaefer.
Only four schools will remain in the Pac-12 after the 2023-2024 academic year. Five more schools announced on Friday they're leaving the Pac-12. Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah are heading for the Big 12 conference, while Oregon and Washington will go to the Big 10 conference.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
To Florida now, where the police chief in Orlando expressing frustration after a career criminal shooting and wounding two police officers Friday night. Correspondent Rory O'Neill with the very latest.
Fortunately, the two injured officers are expected to recover, but Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith has had it.
These officers are out here every day protecting our community. They put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe.
Police later tracked down the suspect to a hotel in Orlando's tourist district. The hotel was evacuated Saturday morning and the suspect killed after exchanging gunfire with SWAT officers.
In USA News for Your Health now, the FDA approving the first ever pill for postpartum depression.
On Friday, the FDA announced the medication is safe for women to take if they recently had a baby and are now experiencing postpartum depression symptoms. In clinical trials, women who dealt with anxiety, depression, low energy, trouble sleeping, and guilt had improved symptoms as early as 3 days after the first pill. The FDA is still considering whether to approve the pill for clinical depression as well. I'm Brad Siegel.
It's great news for folks looking to get rich. Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. The numbers to check for those smaller prizes, 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and Mega Ball number 20. Tickets are $2 each. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.